Welcome to the challenge at sendthempeace.com. To assist you in the challenge, here is a second guided exo-meditation. The first had served to accompany participants through the challenge while staying very close to the listener. This second level will leave you with a bit more space to feel your awareness increasingly manifesting the consciousness of compassionate action. For this to assist you optimally, it is ideal for you to have acquired some knowledge ahead of time, creating in you a level of feeling awareness for today's target. How to do this is presented on our site. The first presence is welcoming. Feel now like an invited guest. Feel welcomed into this space and time. Feel a sense of gratefulness for your presence and the happiness of others. Happiness arising in acknowledging your decision to meet the challenge today and send them peace. Feel this welcoming embrace as you notice your breathing in, your hands embracing and embraced by their contact with the air that surrounds them, and your calm breathing out. The second presence is knowledge. Recall now your preparation as you studied the target, but let the facts and statistics you noticed quickly pass away to uncover feelings. How did this acquired knowledge make you feel? And if some of these feelings seem negative or sources of fear, do not be afraid. Others are with you now, and any fear should now be set aside. Let your feelings remain in the present. Be positive and be very personal. You are transforming this knowledge into who you are, your very private insight and intuition about this target. And as your feelings begin to unfold and deepen, breathe. Visualize that specific spot in the target that is now reaching out to you. The third presence is sympathy. Your feelings are now emerging, perhaps difficult or clouded in sorrow for what is opening to you. If the target today had no needs, no sadness, no pain, no suffering, no difficult challenges, it would already be at peace and already healed through compassion. But then, it would not be the target. So be brave and disembark a moment here, beginning to sense sympathy in this ever-deepening awareness, a sympathy that finds itself in disbelief that such conditions actually exist, in a comforting relief that you can live separate from this suffering, somehow comfortably protected by distance. Distance in time, in space, distance in your feelings. Perhaps pity for these suffering faces is also now within you. But do not allow pity to separate you from what you are witnessing. Allow your heart to open wider as you leave your kind sympathy behind and breathe. Breathe in and out slowly, as though breathing from or through your heart. Feel your separation, the distance, growing smaller, smaller and smaller. Breathe with your whole being, expanding, then contracting into the universe, growing less physical, breathing with your feelings and your centered self, your hands finding other hands and sharing energy, becoming radiant light. The fourth presence is empathy. Walk through the increasingly vivid landscape of the target. Feel the rocks and pebbles beneath your feet, but also feel what those whom you now pass are feeling. Can you feel thirst from this distance? Why not? Is that too physical? How about injustice? Can you feel what you would feel of suddenly standing before a home that was once yours but is now totally destroyed? Did you just sense a person whom you are sure you recognized and feel deep concern for their safety? Do you now feel that same concern yourself? You can, if you allow yourself to. What would it take to allow oneself to actually feel another's suffering as though it was one's own? An open and courageous heart, an empathic heart, one willing to accept and share personally the experience of pain borne by another. Do not fear that we will sojourn too long here. To do so is to invite tragedy, and we will soon be moving beyond this. But for now, rest a moment courageously as this challenging, empathic union completes its birth. Breathe in this landscape of feeling. Breathe out how your heart has shared and transformed it. There is no longer anything to fear here in this all-encompassing space. Set thoughts aside. Breathe. The fifth presence is compassion. The lotus of self now begins to open on a deepening awareness. Some beings in the target and with whom you now find yourself seem somehow distant, separate from you, but even distant from themselves. The suffering that they've been living before your arrival just now has had a harsh effect, crushing their spirit. They are now so totally occupied with trying to simply be that no energy is left for anything else. You begin to sense an odd emptiness. A part is missing. These beings have no energy left for doing, and all things that a human must do each day to remain human and sustain existence all remain undone. Simply too much. You now experience a clear and instantaneous feeling, presenting as a great beauty, opening with joy before you like a perfect flower. After inhaling this disturbing inability to do and live life completely, you sense, I can do this. I can take this on for this being who can no longer do. No further questioning. You sense it vividly. You are passionately possessed by this feeling. You open on a wisdom that placing this feeling into action is now not only your destiny, but attainable. And as you breathe, that feeling grows immense. And very clearly, awareness grows. You come to recognize the feeling. You are externalizing love, experiencing how to place love into action for a being you thought was other, who is now indistinguishable from self. And you breathe this compassionate love in and out with great relief and joy. The sixth presence is abundance. Are your reserves of love adequate to comfort all the neediness that your awareness finds in our target? If afraid that your practice of compassionate action might bankrupt you, if not financially, emotionally, or spiritually, be reassured. We live in an abundant universe. And if water shortages and lands turning into deserts, famine, deforestation, and disappearing living spaces for polar bears, among other problems of not enough, begin to make you cast doubt, those are all physical or material deficits in the presence of abundance. Maintain and master a source of abundance that resides in your heart, the true source of abundance, not in the material world. Abundance follows compassion because through right action of compassion, no source of suffering need go unanswered. Trust in abundance to guarantee the reserves for your compassion. See where your negative belief or fear lies and intentionally select and live its positive opposite. Self-compassion allows one to let go of one's fear, the fear that one is not worthy of receiving. Through self-compassion lived fearlessly, you will personally find abundance. An abundance that you will come to feel increases only through being shared. Focus now on the abundance of each quiet breath, each one a reminder and proof of adequate reserves. The seventh presence is forgiveness. You have now come to the difficult crossing within the challenge. As you become one with the suffering all too evident at the target, you may turn aside from the feeling of sending them peace to become distracted in thought, asking, who has done this to our brothers and sisters? These children have been hurt by whom? These thoughts may lead to others, born in and growing from a wrong perception, that you should invoke other words besides forgiveness. Perhaps condemn, blame, sentence, accuse, increase or repay, censure, punish, hold, keep, maintain, charge, cruelty, mercilessness. Do not yield to the temptation, to the wrong perception, to add more suffering to that already present. Resist the urge to use these words and actions of revenge if you are face to face with the murderer, the torturer, the assassin, the tormentor, the liar, the thief. If you can say nothing that is positive this day, say nothing. Move elsewhere and let compassion return another day to open that person's heart. What brings forgiveness? Peace. For an unwise action, have you ever been forgiven? That process begins with acknowledging the unwise action, sitting with it until the layers of lie have been peeled away, leaving an entry for peace. And without that affirmation, that letting go of the lie, without that permission given for truth to enter, true reconciliation will never be possible. True peace will remain at a distance. The hideous deeds perpetrated by known individuals against others, genocide and all manner of crimes against humanity, these raise the challenge to a very high level if, in addition to healing suffering that our study of the target has unfolded for us, forgiving its perpetrators is also part of the agenda. Yet, it is a most essential and most difficult part of the challenge. What is gained by such illogical mercy? Freedom. The liberty to forgive is one that remains after all others have been taken away. The freedom to move on as a species. This, even after some very terrible failures at exercising human dignity, have been witnessed in a lifetime. So now, breathe in these crimes and breathe out forgiveness, giving humanity a chance to learn from its failures. The eighth presence is acceptance. The oft-quoted insight of Reinhold Niebuhr guides our effort today. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. How one approaches the challenge informs our wisdom. This wisdom teaches, in our very personal practice of the challenge, how to match what we select to address with our feeling of what is possible this day. Find challenges present in the target that, through summoning your courage, you come to discover you can in fact change, even at a distance. Do not lose your energy in thoughts about methods and degrees of effectiveness. Place that energy in your heart and trust in its decision. It will place you before something that you can change for the better each and every time. Accepting that this challenge thing just isn't working, and it can never work, isn't acceptance, it's defeatism. A peace warrior, as he or she breathes in and out with intention, is intolerant of defeatism. A peace warrior has put aside fears of the impossible. What is now unknown is not impossible. Take a moment to take stock of where you are in this practice. Sense a newfound wisdom, perhaps the last presences on the path that you have just tread, compassion, abundance, forgiveness, and acceptance. These should be slipped into a pocket for the return trip home. They will serve you well, both for the challenge tomorrow and to assure your ability to live big. Breathe and take that in as well. The ninth presence is timeliness. If you are listening to this at the appointed time, you are participating in the challenge as a critical participant in a mass action with others. Thank you. And the target knowledge that you acquired before beginning today means you have shown up prepared. Thank you. Your feelings will be strong and directed like an arrow. And as you breathe in and softly breathe out, feel the challenge, our world where many challenges await us, and ask, isn't it about time? And breathe your answer, the time, as you breathe in, and is now, as you breathe out. Something better for mankind. The time is now. The time is now. The tenth presence is peace. It begins with being at peace with oneself. Our movement into the challenge begins very much like many methods of meditation. Many sources are available to teach and assist in this movement towards mindfulness and self-awareness, which I call endo-meditation, a moving in. Our practice together today I call an exo-meditation, which seeks to move from this centered-in-self starting point to a consciousness outside the self, into our world. They are not exclusive. These two awarenesses remain clearly united. So first, by creating and occupying a quiet space through awareness of breath and grounding in the present, one quiets thought to experience the present moment, a moment where thought is replaced by opening through our feelings, centered in our breathing, sensing the work of our hands at a distance. Our feelings emerge to show the way that they intuitively knew all along. Breathe in our world's torment. Breathe out your feeling of healing peace. The 11th presence is the feeling driver. Realize that your movement towards the current target of the challenge has been made possible by correctly perceiving, calling upon, and placing your emotions in the driver's seat. At first, this may have seemed like an exercise in negative tones, a mirror of destructiveness, holding up with uncertainty, a mirror to darkness, with no light returning. Our pre-challenge knowledge obtained has instructed a whole host of saddening manifestations of man's inhumanity to man. Else, the target would not be a target. All of these phenomena, displaying a disturbing lack of compassion and peace, have been witnessed. Now, without getting involved with nor lost in details of thought, these are specifically, though gently, put aside. In traveling from sympathy for the target to empathy, one feels with the mind's eye, but especially with his or her awareness from the heart. This, in a manner that has now placed the suffering and sadness felt squarely in one's own feeling center. It is no longer only theirs, it is now ours as well. But before this becomes overwhelming, one becomes attuned to the protection, support, and mutual consciousness of the other participants in the challenge. No, one is not alone. A theme that carries one comfortably through time and space to the target. Streams of feeling light coming together like a magnificent fountain, exactly and precisely where needed the most. Now radiant beings, all breathing this light in unison. The 12th and final presence is compassionate action. One now experiences the realization that all of our feelings from the 11th presence, as real as they have seemed, are clearly retreating into a hologram of the past. Empathy, though admirable, has been showing us our target as it was, not only because the pictures we studied in preparation were not taken today, but because our present commitment to compassionate action is already having an effect. Now, this unified action is sharing in a consciousness, an awareness that things are changing. A sense of disbelief is hard to abandon, but it is certainly so. Peace and compassion are now taking action to put order, but more importantly, to infuse love into this target. Any lesser, less evocative word would be a misstatement. And as a part of the whole, you now begin to see, but actually sense, to trust in, your feelings of clear improvements in the target. How can this be so? And so quickly? What is the wisdom that accomplishes such change? You bring to this experience only positive emotions, very personally yours, as you have structured them. The results you are witnessing are definitely occurring in the present. Now. And your abundant caring for those whose suffering had been so great is now fed back to you and to those with you in the light. A sense of thankfulness is offered like a blessing, rising from the target, a deeply felt offering, responding to your compassionate, caring action. And your magnificent gift remains in presence. Its own blessing from the heart is now embraced by those blessings of thankfulness and love from the recipients of your peace and compassion. Admire, feel, and be pleased, smiling upon the beauty that you have created and delivered this day, like a newborn, into our world. How can this be? Trust in the challenge. Send them peace, and it is.